And so it is, good day to you. We are here. Some of you know us, some of you do not. We are at Rhonda. And we bring with us an entire council of light just to reflect your light. You see, dearest ones, you are the reason we came here from the 17th dimension. We have many who ask about us, many who don't understand, and our message is always allow the new energy within you to be present. We are an activator of your Akash, dearest. We work deeply in your emotional body, and we honor you for your work. Your plerk, as we like to say, because we believe everything should be play plus work, which equals plerk. You see, beings of light, your work, your plerk, if you think of it as work, it's just not quite enough. It's just not quite the energy of it. That this is the play of the dolphins, beings. This is the play of the whales. This is the play of your soul who has decided to come back here, to arrive. Our vessel Marilyn has met and sat with their guru Deva. He recognized her as a Lemurian that she is. He recognized her and brought us through with that energy. You see, dearest, you never know quite where the next moment is going to happen. You never know quite when the next activity is going to ignite within your soul. So we are playing in your heart chakras. We are acknowledging, as our dear divine Kalei acknowledges, the magnificence that is within you. Yet we ask you to wonder why you think of yourself as so small sometimes. You are not. You are who you are back here to assist in the shift of this planet. We are here to remind you of who you are. That brilliance, that light, that eminence of joy, of love. We are here to hold you always in that heart of unconditional love that only the great masters can share with you. You see, dearest, we see into your soul. And even if we just said nothing, the activation of your Akash would still be expanded from your soul to theirs. From our soul to yours, from your soul to ours. It's a soul-to-soul connection. Huh? You see, with that energy, all is possible. With that vibration and that frequency, all is possible as the mountains rise up from the earth to come again as Lemuria rises. You see, you are a part of that earth. The message for our vessel Marilyn yesterday from Pele was never let anyone else define you. And of course, being our vessel Marilyn, she argued, she said, can't you move that to the positive? Always define yourself. And Pele spoke to her heart just as she spoke to yours. And you were gifted with a part of her energy to bring into your home that is rare. You see, you are dropping your energy everywhere around this planet, everywhere where the magnificence of the notes are playing with the DNA in your body. That vibration shifts your consciousness to be you. And we charge you with being the love that you are. We acknowledge you with living that love, to know that there could be more, there could be less, but it is all in its divine perfection. You got the call to be here. The universe tapped on your shoulder, tapped on your aura to bring that activation here. And for some, it was such a huge activation that you sort of lost your balance once you arrived and had to anchor it again in the soul of your universal wisdom. With that energy, we want you to breathe into the soul of your universal Akash. It is not so important about who you were or what you did or how many blah, blah, blahs that you ever had. We don't care. The important thing is that you acknowledge that remembrance of your magnificence. That you acknowledge that remembrance of the love that is interactive within you. That you remember who you are and then be who you are now. As we work with our, as we plurk with our selenite swords of light to activate all that is within you, you set the intention to remove whatever you would like to integrate so it is no longer in charge, and activate all that is within you that is destined to be activated for your next step, for your next connection, for your next interaction, for your next sweetheart, for your next partner, for your next love, for yourself. That is who you are. That is what we are here to do, to say, to be, to have, and to hold in your emotional body. Because we believe that is where the change happens first, just as in the center of the earth. That change bubbles forth from the core. And we are going to be bubbling up just for you. So we honor that. We hold that energy. And we bring our selenite swords of light, although airport security calls them wands, to activate you and your Akash and whatever is in your highest good to be activated.
Beloved ones, we greet thee. Tis Alcazar. Listen to these sounds. These sounds were created by this master here. For for the Stargate. We invite you all to close the eyes. For as we all talk to you, we are sharing far more than words, than information. There is an energy transmission coming through these four on the stage. Relax and allow. You are all totally unique and each one of you will be touched in your own unique way by these energies and by these words. You have been drawn here to this gathering for different reasons. Many remember or feel that you have been here in ancient times, in the times of Lemuria. What is important is the now. What is important is how you allow your own divinity, your own sacredness to be lived in your daily life. You have heard how the Pleiadians prepared this beautiful earth for you. You have heard Kryon say that you were there watching the process even as the earth herself was born. So who are you? You are not this body that you are seated in right now. Who are you? Beloveds, you are all, without exception, extraterrestrials. You have lived elsewhere before you came to this earth. This is a beautiful experience, experiment of the evolution of this very universe. We have said many times, humanity is on the leading edge of creation. Hard for the mind to accept at first, if you look at your world right now. But if you look at those who are gathered here with you and those like yourselves in the hundreds of thousands around the world who are opening to the vastness of your potential, you can begin to feel transformation is already happening within self and within humanity. You have heard from Kryon that the darkness is struggling to survive, but will not. And this is something we all are beginning to recognize. It is about living your truth in the moment. Being your true self as you move around in your daily life. we introduce to you the Lemurian masters. And we would like right now for each one of you just to invite them once more to come and join this gathering. So please, just asking inside for the presence of the Lemurian masters. And just allow for the possibility that simply by your asking, they respond. When they joined you 2 days ago, they sent a transmission to each one of you, a unique transmission just for you. They are now going to bring another energetic into this room. Some of you may feel it in a few moments. It is going to start right now. And as before, almost imperceptible in the beginning. This transmission is to bring you support, courage to live that which you know, to allow that inner knowing to come forth in the appropriate moments, the courage to live your truth in a respectful, honoring way of all those around you. Whenever and wherever you are. You are vast beings. You are slowly, slowly beginning to grasp this. You have lived elsewhere before you came to this earth. You have always been hard for the human mind initially to accept. But as you connect more and more to your higher dimensional DNA, your Akash, feelings, memories start to return. Beloved ones, it is time to know who you truly are. Humanity, when you arrived here, came into frequencies of beauty and joy, and through the generations moved into the darkness of conflict, negativity, hard to understand, but it was meant to be. And now, after this turmoil, after these trials, you are reawakening. You here gathered and those hearing these words through recordings are on the leading edge of awakening. Know this. So many have lived very difficult lives. Why? Because, beloveds, when you came into this lifetime, you agreed to have a struggle. to be repressed in different ways, to experience difficulties, because you knew, as an advanced soul, you could live through these struggles, these difficulties, these abuses. And then, as your awareness and understanding grew, you could let them go. Their influence would dissolve, disappear from your life. And as you became free of those things in the past, you would be creating more light, more love, more understanding for yourself. And then, simply by your connection to the morphic field of humanity, you will be radiating this understanding, transforming one dark line through your lineage, dissolving it into light and understanding, helping others, making transformation easier for those who follow behind you. Beloved ones, you are greatly honored for the struggle, the strife, not just in this lifetime, but allow it to complete in this lifetime. No need to carry the pain any further than now. As you know, there are many, many here in this gathering unseen who love you greatly. There are the guides from all kinds of realms who are here with you right now, who love you and are available in this moment to assist you dissolve some of the final attachments to the pains and limitations from the past. If you would like assistance in this, in becoming free of limitations, known and maybe still unknown, just say inside, "Yes, I am ready. I am ready to receive that assistance." And relax. And feel gentle, loving energy coming to you. Don't expect a tidal wave. Just feel a subtle energy coming to you. Understand, as you raise your consciousness, as you become more aware, there's no need for strong energies. Subtle energies are incredibly powerful, transformational. So relax and tune in to the very subtle energy that is coming to you now. For beloved ones, we are with you. It is time to be free. We will be silent just for a few moments. Just feel the subtle energies around you. have come from around the universe to this place to create something that has never occurred before in the whole of this universe. It is time to remember why you came. In great love and honoring, we bless thee. And we will talk to you again very soon.
Greetings, dear ones. I'm Kryon of Magnetic Service. You realize the information that is being given by all of these who are touching the other side of the veil, the information is starting to be personal. Two days ago, I gave you history. We presented a channel that literally needed the Akash from the humans that were sitting next to me, pulling upon them as well as the information from the past. If the channel sounded a bit different, it was, for it was channeled from three places. From the Akash of those around me, and that which I have for you from the past. This is not the way of new channeling. This is the way of intuition. That as you start to expand, information that you are going to glean from what you believe is your higher self is also going to come from a collective. It's time to stop being so linear in your spirituality. My partner mentioned the culture of oneness. And from birth, they learn that they are not singular, that they are connected. And all of their lives, the connection is with one another, with Gaia, with God. Oneness is a description, not of selflessness, but of self-fulfillment, when you realize that you're not alone, and you never were alone, and you never will be alone. Dear ones, I want to talk just a little more about the Star Mothers. Just a little more. And then I want to pull it to something personal for you. Lemurian children all knew who the Star Mothers were. It wasn't hard to tell. Humanity, as you know it, is quite a bit taller than it used to be. It has to come from knowledge, nutrition, evolution, numbers of things. Lemurians were not all that tall either. But the Pleiadians, well, now they are taller than you are. In their physical form, they are taller than you are. So now you can imagine how tall they seemed to the children. It was no secret who they were. Star mothers. And when the star mothers started teaching the five spokes around the great central hub, I told you 2 days ago about how this information started simply and then would expand. And I gave you the names that were memorized of the five spokes around the hub. Some of you have put this together, and I didn't mention it then. I wanted to wait till now. What do you think the advanced information would be? What would come after years of teaching to the children to the age of 13, where they would split in, then be taught in genders? The beginning, if you want to say, of the sisterhood. What could come after that that hadn't been taught in all those years? And this is where it gets good. Because then the teaching turned to the six spaces around the five spokes. I'm not going to go through a lineage of what the six are, dear ones. Someday I will. The children didn't learn their names. The children had no awareness of the spaces. The children only saw the physical, the five. The children only saw the hub. And until the age 13, they concentrated on the five, the circumference, the hub, the oneness, never understanding that the real teaching were the six spaces. Because, dear ones, here is a basic truth. Everything you see, everything you feel, everything you believe is real, is a tiny fraction of what is there. And in the spaces between the spokes are the truths of God, of the universe, of physics, of the human body, of compassion, of love. They started out being shown and taught that what you see is not all that is there. So many of you know this. You think you see fine with your eyes until you realize you're only seeing one wavelength. You think you're feeling everything and smelling what you can until you realize that an animal can do it 100 times better than you. There is so much that is unseen and unknown that your senses are not even tuned for. Who among you regularly can see and analyze a human Merkaba? Right now, as I speak, there is an invisible energy that is new that is pouring from Stargate. It's invisible. There is so much in the spaces. So much. One of the spaces I'll give away, and that is the secret to health. Not to long life, because that is one of the spokes. The secret to health. That you meet innate. Innate is invisible. Innate is the smart body. Innate is tuned to the pineal, to the higher self, to the oneness. Innate is the bridge from three dimensions to many. That's in the cracks, in the spaces between the spokes. And then you get to the ones that are so precious, so divine, so sacred. You start to learn about love. You all know about love, don't you? And if I could ask you, what is the main thing that you could say about love of any kind on this planet? Love between humans, the love of God, the love of you and your infant, the love of you and an animal. What is it? And you'll say, it's thick. I can feel it. And I will say, what does it look like? And you will say, well, it's invisible. But all of you know what it is. You sense it, you feel it, you count on it, you desire it, you crave it, you bathe in it. When you hug the tree, you feel the love of Gaia. Perhaps when you stand outside with your arms raised to the ocean, you feel the love of those around you, or perhaps your ancestors and Gaia. And it's all invisible. It's one of the spaces between the spokes. So let's stay there for a moment. The biggest unseen thing that humanity has not recognized is the reason why you're here. Oh, I chuckle because it's so big. And it's so grand, and it hides. The love of the Creator has no bounds, cannot be measured, cannot be understood. So often it is seen as something else. Incredible love is seen as discipline somehow, because that's all your brain is allowed to do. Sometimes the Creator wrongly is then attributed to the human father. It's not that way. It isn't. It's the human mother and father. You cannot genericize God. It is enormous. It is huge. And it waits on the outside of each human Merkaba. It waits to be invited in. That is the definition of free choice. If you could define the shift on this planet differently and leave out the history, the prophecies, all of the stars, what would you call it? Let me give you another definition. It's the enhancement of free choice of the human being to finally open the door to the love of God. Now, as you sit there, not the ones listening to my voice necessarily, but the ones who are on the mountaintop of Hawaii, as you sit and know of the history here and all the things around you, are you aware of a new opening? Perhaps of new energies that you really didn't know of before. Those teachers in the audience, listen. One of the hardest things for a teacher to do is to give a reading for themselves. It's almost impossible. So let me give you one. Get out of your box. You think you know what's here, and you don't. Repaint it, give it another color, expand it, let it go. Now don't mishear this. You're going to use everything you know and have known as the foundation for a new building that's coming. The foundation is the core that you've learned in the old energy, and the building that you're building is going to be the ones that are in the spaces between the spokes, the invisible. The compassion, the love, the reasons, the whys. Why you're here is because of the love of God. This is the greatest love story ever told. That the Creator would put God in you and let you find it. Free choice is needed. We've told you this before. The Creator of all things, the highest of the high, is biased in love, not in logic. Therefore, sometimes it needs human beings and the intellect and free choice to steer a ship of linearity for the galaxy that couldn't necessarily be steered for the biased God of love. Think about that one. This is difficult, advanced information of why you may be here. The planet has awakened. There are so many new energies, not just enhanced one, not just more light, but new light and new energies yet to be named that are here, that are waiting, that are coming, that used to be taught right here. Now, as you sit here, all of you, can you go into a new energy that has no name? One that would not only heal the things that you came with that are inappropriate for your magnificence, but also give you the peace that you have been asking for a lifetime. This is the place where it starts. The seeds are planted here for humanity. They are planted here today for you. What seed could be planted where you would leave these mountaintops differently than you came? Seeds of newness that will start to grow, that you will feel, not only with more energy and more health, but feeling better about yourselves. Instead of what you carry now, some of you literally exist from day to day. Let me tell you, I know who's here. Do you? I know you. It's time for you to know God better in new ways. Expand what you were taught by anyone to now include what you don't know. Here's the test of a mature light worker. Celebrate what you don't know. And you can do it, dear God. I feel something is here, something is coming. I have no idea what it is. Thank you. Dear God, I am comfortable that I'll be shown when it's time. Thank you for your timing. Dear God, I know in the past that I pushed and I've asked and I've asked again and then I've asked again. Let now we expand past the bubble of need to know and go in new energies that we don't know of yet, that will flow through me and create a conduit for others to see oneness through me, oneness through me. I'm going to do something I've never done before, because it's time and it's right. And I ask the forgiveness of the two on the stage as I do it, because I'm going to tell both of them something that they cannot tell themselves. Because a human being, even a channeler, cannot read themselves. Oh, dear Pragit, you've sensed it coming. I know you have. There's something new coming. I said it. Out of Stargate pours something new, something very new, something enhanced. Alcazar is birthing another entity for you to channel that is great and loving and beautiful. And when that entity comes to both you and Julianne, it will then enhance your work greatly. You felt it. You will name it, sir. And the one next to me, oh dear Marilyn, there's a woman sitting on your lap, dear, who wants to get through to you. Recently deceased, and you know who I'm talking about. And she is so proud of you. Her eyes are open. She's beautiful. Like you remember. She's on your lap. Let her in. so it is.